like, oh, we should say welcome. Welcome. I think I might just hold it like this. I was afraid that we couldn't hold them, but maybe. We're all snuggled up in my bedroom. That's right. For this podcast, episode 21. That's right. 21. Yep. 21. And we are with Sarah Feinstein. Mm-hmm. And this is an extra special episode because Sarah is going to be in cage match for the finals because her team Scrambled Legs did so well.
Yeah, I guess so.
They killed it. They killed it in the normal cage match. How'd you guys get into the regular cage match?
We won 3 indie cage matches.
Nice.
So we really started from the bottom.
That is awesome. See, that's what's great about cage match, though.
Yeah.
You can, like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really, I like the show because it's really, like, the team who did better really wins.
Really does
I
win.
Mean, we're a 4-person team, so, like, we brought people, but definitely but not enough people to, like,
you're like, I don't know that many people.
Yeah, the people that I brought are my parents and my grandparents.
Are they coming again?
Probably not for this one. It's late. It 11 really p.m. late. On a Thursday is late.
It's so late. Like, we have a show. We're recording this before our show that we have tonight, and it's at 11. And
kills
I sent out,
me.
Like, what?
I said, it's killing me.
Yeah, I sent out a blast email to, like, everyone I knew. And everyone's just like, oh, I'm sorry. 11 o'clock on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving? No.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? I know they all mean well. And if only we were earlier.
I know.
We just have to get on Herald Night. That's easy,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's just the next step. No problem.
So everybody come on December 4th.
5th.
5th.
December 5th.
Sorry. Don't come on December 4th.
Well, you can, but I mean, there's some show happening
something
then.
Maybe not at 11, though. I mean, wait, I don't remember what the Wednesday night show is. But December 5th.
School night.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is school night. So come to school night and then go on December 5th to Cage Match and vote your conscience, but also vote for Scrambled Legs. Yeah. And see Sarah.
I'm not gonna coerce people. You know, you vote for who you want to.
Yeah.
But if you want to be nice,
if you want to be the best people
us.
In the world,
yeah.
So tell me how you started doing improv.
I started doing improv. Okay. All right. I like was never one of those people. You know, people talk about their comedy history.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I listened to Steve Martin records every night before bed.
I wrote them down.
Yeah. No, I didn't transcribe SNL episodes or anything like that. Like, my favorite television show is Friends. So, like,
oh, my God, I love that show.
So that's where I'm at. But so I went to NYU. And I always kick myself because I'm like, I could have started then.
I know.
But, you know, it wouldn't have. Nothing would have gone the same way, you know? It is how it is for a reason, I guess.
Absolutely.
So my best friend, Claire Mattson, who I went to sleepaway camp with, she also does improv. But we were like, that would be fun to do.
Oh.
So we took 101 together with Ben Remeka.
Shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
And so then it stuck.
Ben is teaching our Evente class that we're in. With the show that we have tonight, which we're not promoting because it's over. It's over.
Yeah, it'll be over.
It's over.
Yeah.
As you missed it.
It was great.
Or maybe
great.
You didn't because you came to one of our 4 shows.
Yeah.
I feel like the class bonded so much that, like, our shows can't even, like, encompass the way that we feel about each other.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's hard. It's like you don't, nobody gets to see that part of it.
Yeah, nobody gets to see how much we like each other. But yeah, so where are you from originally?
Long Island.
I thought that it had to be close if both your parents and grandparents.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So we're like, I'm from Melville, which is about an hour out, 45 minutes to an hour.
On the Long Island Railroad.
On the Long Island Railroad.
From Penn Station.
From Penn Station.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's awesome. So what, did you have siblings? I don't know.
I have 2 siblings. I have an older and a younger brother.
Older and younger brother. Mm-hmm. So two brothers, no other girls.
No, only girl. And even in my immediate family, there aren't too many girls. Until, like, recently, my aunt had two girls. But yeah. Before that, I was always the only girl.
I have a couple girl cousins, but I was very much, like, I was the youngest and I was a girl. Mm-hmm. On the one side of my family. So you were, like,
baby, and I'm sure. Yeah. Being the only girl, I was a little, like, spoiled or, like, babied. But for the most part, not really. I mean, middle children are, like, they're like, okay.
Aww.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm not, like, a type of person who, like, likes a lot of attention on me.
Yeah.
Interesting that I'm performing,
But I think that's what makes you a good improviser, is because you're not there to, like, steal any scenes. Well, you're there to, like... No, really, like, playing with you... I'd label you a ninja. You, like, quietly make the scene better.
Thanks.
Which is difficult to, like, get noticed, but luckily
it is. Even in Scrambled Legs, it's hard, like, you work with a team for so long and you build a chemistry, and then in a way you sort of fall into certain roles as a team.
Yeah.
So I would say that is sort of my role. Always ends up kind of being to, like, guide scenes or, like, set up moves for other people to, like, get the glory.
But I never was that kind of player until I feel like this class, because so many people are outgoing that I'm just like, I guess I'm the straight man. Like, and it's happened a lot. Mm-hmm. But
It is definitely based too on who you're playing with. And sometimes chemistry is different where you would end up being like the crazier player.
I know.
But for me, always a straight man. It's okay.
Now that you said that.
Yeah. You're gonna pimp me into being
you're gonna be the pig Bill Cosby this time. Or
something. Yeah.
Was
that? I missed the first show because I had a strep throat.
Oh, that's right.
So what were you having sex with a pig?
Well, I was having a really. I was married to a pig, but it wasn't sexual. We were soulmates. But Ben gave me the note later that I really needed to fuck that pig.
Classic Ben classic note. Ben,
classic Ben note. Really need to fuck that pig.
I'll tell a 101 story about a Ben note that's on that sort of thing. Two people were in a scene. I forget who it was. And it was clear that it was like, one of the characters was Willy Wonka. So they were on a date, like two improvisers, and they were going back to Willy Wonka's factory after this date. And then at a certain point in the scene, he stops the scene. He's like, "What did you go there to do?" And they're like, "What?" He's like, "Don't be coy. What did you go there to do? You went there to fuck."
Oh, my God. In 101?
Yeah. It was very funny.
That is really funny.
But it, like, stuck out in my mind. It'll always stick out in my mind.
I had one time when Ari told me to actually really kiss a fellow improviser, and I was uncomfortable with that.
If
you're not on a team together,
I've never had kissed any of my teammates.
Yeah, it's just like, And then also one time Anthony Atamanek told me to fuck my, like, you guys need to fuck, and so I just, like, swept the knees out from my scene partner and, like, pushed him down on the ground and jumped on him, and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
It's also like, I feel like if you're, like, really doing a performance and you're really into it and it feels like you'd get a huge reaction and that's what the scene would need, then do it. Like, kiss. Ugh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I think it's different too. It depends on who initiated it. If you initiated something that is clearly like, okay, you're setting this up, like, you have to follow through with it. Then I think that's one thing. But I think pimping is another thing. And
I agree.
That's strange that Ari would have told. I feel like that's unusual that he would tell you to kiss.
Like, you guys just should have kissed.
Well.
I melted onto the back wall. Like, I just became, like, bright, you know, bright green paint. And just melted into the, and I was, like, slinked down. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, so embarrassed.
Yeah, we were race would be car too.
I don't remember.
I kissed someone on the cheek in a scene.
I do that. I got cunt punched in a scene once. And Anthony said, "Oh, got cunt punched." And I'm like, yep.
I stalled because I've never heard that term.
Yeah. I would never usually say that I got cunt punched, but it was yelled out at me.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Or there was a term.
Got cunt punched. So, you're a photographer. You took our pictures.
Yeah. I would not, as I get older, or I guess as I do more.
What are you, 22?
25.
Yeah. As I'm aging.
Well,
I mean, I bought my first wrinkle cream.
I use a Olay Regenerist every night.
You have really good skin. Maybe I should use that.
Thanks. That's what my dermatologist said. She said, use Olay Regenerist.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, never too young to start. It's a night cream. It smells nice.
My dermatologist gave me retin-A cream.
That's harsh, though.
Yeah, it is harsh.
It'll dry out your skin.
I had all these, like, weird little whiteheads. Not real, like, popping out, like, way under the skin. This is so gross. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But, like, way under the skin, just, like, forming bumps on my forehead. And I always had good skin. But I think it's because when you live in New York, the air is so thick and dirty.
Yeah.
So she gave it to me for that. So I don't use it all the time. But once in a while. I also really like a Lush face mask.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
The brand Lush. Yeah.
They're blueberry, I believe, the blueberry face mask, I think it's called something catastrophe. I don't know.
I went in there to find a body lotion recently, and I didn't buy anything because I didn't like how any of them smelled.
Oh, I found, I don't have any of their lotions.
They didn't smell great. That's like half of it for me. It's like, that's like, is it going to make me smell good?
I don't understand how some people's hair smells good all the time, because I shampoo my hair and I use product, and then when I blow dry it out, the smell goes away.
Yeah, sometimes that happens, but it's also you don't smell yourself, which is why like old ladies smell so much of perfume, because they've been using the same perfume. They can't smell it anymore. So
that's
interesting. Yeah. So it could be that. So maybe other people smell you.
Oh no. Somebody's going to have to smell this hair. But when it's wet, it smells. I don't know why I'm still talking about hair.
We've gotten off track.
Yeah. It's okay.
But yeah, so photography.
Yeah, photography. Thank you for getting me back
on. No problem. You
really are. I work today. Now I'm going to go off topic again. I worked today, and then I took a hot yoga class, and now my brain's fried, and all I ate was a green juice. And a clementine. But I was, feeling like a fatty.
It's not enough.
No, that's why we're having Chinese food in a couple minutes.
That's good.
Guys, when this is over,
yeah,
we're going to town on some wajil. Have you ordered from there before?
No. We live in the same neighborhood.
We are. We're neighbors. It's really exciting.
Okay, so I went to NYU.
She went to NYU.
Tisch School of the Arts for photography.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a really small program. There's like 30 people per class, per grade.
Yeah.
And then I was really passionate about it then. But then it's like anything that you start to do beyond a hobby almost, it becomes less, or like you discover how much you really like it. I don't know.
You see the other side of it.
Yeah.
And it's not as much, it's not as pretty, and it's not as fun when it's like a job.
Yeah, when you have like a deadline. And,
yeah.
And so then right out of school, I worked for a photographer, and the more I did it, the more I was like, I don't want to be a professional photographer. Like, I'll do it for me, or like if somebody asks for headshots or something like that, like I'll definitely do that. But like primary income, I don't think I'd want to do it.
Interesting.
I don't have the personality. You have to be really aggressive and be selling yourself all the time. And it's not me.
How are you in the sessions? Like when people, are you able to be bossy?
Yeah, like I can direct it, but I'm not. I don't know. I'd rather like have the focus on them and like be talking about them and not be like talking about how great of a photographer I am.
Yeah. That's difficult.
Yeah. But those like headshot sessions or like doing, you know, very low key shoots like that, it's very low pressure.
Yeah.
But like I worked for a guy who did like advertising and editorial stuff, and
that's gotta be difficult.
It's like not a pressure that I want to experience myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I gonna just say? Something photography. Oh, well, you took the photographs for our flyers.
I did, yeah.
Which are all of our Facebook photos. And if you've been to UCB, Chelsea, or Beast, is it in Beast too?
I don't know.
Did somebody put it up there? But
training center, maybe.
Our poster with all of our different crazy emotions is up, watching you pee, and which is my favorite. So did Casey, did you design the poster too, or did Casey design the poster?
And she... we collaborated on it. So I sort of was like, this is what I had an idea of doing. And then she laid out all the text and stuff.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Casey is episode 20. So she was just...
I haven't listened to hers yet. I have to.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. She's your friend. She's, you know, it's like...
Yeah, but I still...
Yeah.
Those are mostly the people who I do listen to.
Yeah. So. I feel like that's the way I would be, too. I've listened to all my podcasts because I've been there.
Yeah.
That's really... no, she was... Casey and I were in 201 together.
I knew that. I did know that. It's interesting, this class, I feel like...
Has a lot of like, weird connections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Timmy and I were just in a 501. We were just in a Bay City Herald with Lydia. And then Alex and I were in my first ever... Advanced study performance class. Mm-hmm. We were in together.
Wait, you were in another ASP?
Yeah, I was in one of the, a couple of the shorter ones.
Okay.
The one that's, that was right after, like you'd practice.
Oh,
instant gratification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in instant gratification 2, and then I was in intimacy issues 1 and 2.
Oh, cool.
So, but they were all short.
Mm-hmm. This is my first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't applied to a ton, but the ones I had applied to, I didn't get into.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult. I was having a hard time. I actually, none of the teachers that I signed up, that I got into, were teachers I'd had before.
Because
I heard that you should, like, you know, take them with the teachers you've had before because they know you and they'd be more likely to put you in the... class. And so when I, but like none of the teachers I've had before, most of them now are in LA. Not most of them. A couple of them that I really liked are in LA and I hate them for it. Mike Still and Ari Vukitas know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I never took a class with Mike Still. Mm. He's great.
He was amazing. So when was your start date then?
May 2010, I think.
May 2010. So I was January 2011.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mike was there for like 6 months and then he was gone.
Yeah.
And I had like...
He wasn't really teaching though the lower levels, I feel like, when I was...
He taught me 101 and 201.
Oh. What do I know?
What do you know? Maybe he was not at when you were
starting to do. Or like, it's also, you don't realize when you're taking 101, you don't know who anybody is.
That is true.
So he could have and I just would have had no idea.
I had originally signed up for like an intensive... And it didn't list the teachers. And then I was like, oh, this one, I can do the times on that. So I'll do that one.
Well, that's what your priority is at that time, I feel like.
And then I got really lucky because it was Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he was amazing. So I took him for 201 as well. I had my first 201 class before my grad show for 101.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they still let you do that?
I think it's before your grad show, but not before
the class ends. Yeah, yeah.
Like you have to have taken, because the grad show is like not mandatory.
Right. Oh man, that 101 grad show, I was so nervous about.
I got so in my head about that show.
Just like with improv, it's a skill that you never really have ever done.
Yep.
It's completely...
Except you do it all day long.
Right. But like as actively, like to, what am I trying to say?
Exactly what you're saying. I'm missing some questions.
Well, do you have any more questions about my facial moisturizer?
Yes. I have 20 questions about your facial moisturizer.
All right. Well, for during the day, I use Olay Sensitive Skin with sunscreen.
Do you wear makeup? Because you have like a very fresh face, but like I wouldn't be surprised if you wore like a touch of makeup.
Today I am a little bit.
Yeah.
When I go to work, my priority is sleep. So like during the day, I don't.
Yeah.
A lot.
So you're very naturally pretty.
Well, thank you.
This is just gonna be a love fest.
Oh man, I'm bad at compliments.
You don't do that well.
You did well. I didn't. I don't know how I received it.
I just go, thanks. Anytime I get a compliment.
Well, what do you say? I don't know.
You just say thank you.
Yeah,
that's all you say. Thanks. You say thank you, and it's so easy, unless you have like a thing, a reason, like a tip you can give. This is like if someone was like, oh my god, your butt looks so good in those jeans, I'd be like, thanks, I got them blank.
Yeah, someone compliments me on like a clothing or something, yeah, I'll always say where it's from.
Yeah, me too.
Instinctually, I don't know.
I know, it's weird, because
I feel
though,
like it's not enough. Like, I have to give them some sort of something. Information.
When they're probably just like, I would like to give a compliment, and I don't need anything.
Maybe.
I saw Oprah.
Wait, what?
I saw Oprah the Human.
Oh, when? Like, recently?
Yep. I work.
You said that as such a non sequitur.
It is really a non sequitur, but I was just thinking, because I was thinking about lifestyle stuff. And I work at a store on Madison Avenue, and
wait, she was in the store?
She wasn't in the store, but she drove up on Madison Avenue, rolled down her window, and waved to like her throngs of fans. Just oh, there was a few of us. I flipped my shit.
Wait, how'd you know it was her coming?
I didn't. She rolled down her window,
and you guys were all just waiting on the street.
No, it's a glass opening, and okay, she said to she was talking to someone like on the street, and my friend that works with me was like, it's Oprah. That was her reaction. Oprah's there. And I went, what? And I flipped out.
Really? Do you like her that much?
Yeah. If it had been anybody else, like maybe the only other person would be like Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
But even her, like, I'd feel more of a camaraderie and be yeah, like, well, cause hey,
I mean,
here's something to say to
right.
her. Like, hey, Amy.
Well, so we've been to shows where she's in the show and yeah, you're so, like, close, physically yeah, you're close.
Like, I ran into Scott Adsit on the subway and I was like, oh, hey, I love you on 30 Rock and I take classes at UCB. He's like, that's awesome, great. And that's it.
I think I don't know if I'm the type of person to do that.
Normally, I've most celebrities I don't say hi to.
Yeah.
But I said hi to Scott Adsit because I was like, oh, that's Scott Adsit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then I flipped out with Oprah, which I've never flipped out over a celebrity before. She was beautiful. She was in full hair and makeup.
She looked like a real person.
She had a glow. I blacked out. She was being like driven an SUV. I don't know. It was amazing. She was beautiful.
I don't think of her as like a real human person.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because she's not. She's like Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's beyond, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I understand that now why people freaked out about the Beatles.
But then I think maybe I would freak out.
Well, then my friend.
Well,
was
also
like,
then they'd be ghosts. I saw.
Well, my friend was like,
"Oh my god, they're alive!"
I was like, "Paul McCartney was in here before," and I didn't freak out. And I was like, yeah, "Well, calm down." Actually, they had to go. That guy that was a Beatle. That's the difference.
Oh man.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I know who Oprah is. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever, like, do you see your siblings often? Are you going home for Thanksgiving?
I am. Since basically before I was born, we've been going to the same relative's house. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, like, my mom went, I think, like, as soon as she was engaged to my dad. And they met when they were 18. So, like,
holy cow.
So we've been going there forever. So, we'll go there.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good food.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yeah, good food, yeah. But I don't think I'm going to Long Island.
Because the relative is
in Westchester.
Oh, so are you going to go up to Westchester?
Yeah, so I think my parents, because I'm a spoiled brat, I think my parents will pick me up in the city.
Yeah. I'm just real close.
Well, we're doing, so Hanukkah falls on Thanksgiving this year.
I know.
Which is a little awkward because it's extended family that we wouldn't all get presents for each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
So it's a little like.
This is, I'm just seeing, we have a very small, like, Hanukkah contingent that we see. So I got that, like, we, those are the people I normally get gifts for. But usually what happens is we all drop them off at my husband's parents' house. We drop off gifts whenever we're home around that time. And then we pick up gifts from other people. So it's very impersonal. So this year it's actually going to be nice because you get to see people open your gifts.
That's true.
You know, that's and true. You get to, you know, have a little. I'm making donuts, too.
Oh.
I'm bringing my deep fryer home.
Oh, man.
My mini deep fryer. I'm not a fan.
That is intense. We, one of the cousins, like the mothers. So there's like tiers of cousins, but they're all cousins, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's I like, know. It's like, I know exactly what you're talking
like
about.
Like the people whose house it is, they're in their 60s, but they're still really my cousin.
Yeah, they're like you're removed or some, all that business.
But so one of the mothers was like, let's do a secret Santa. Or a secret menorah or something.
Secret snowflake.
Yeah.
That's the, yeah.
But so then it's just for the kids. So that'll be like our gift giving.
So are you one of the kids?
Yeah, technically.
I was like, do you count as a kid still? Because we only have, yeah. So I think I did okay on the gifts this year.
It's, I don't know. I try to get my brother, you asked if I was close to my brothers. Yeah. I'm not super close to them.
Yeah.
My older brother, he was in a fraternity, so if that says something about our different interests.
Well, my husband was in a Jewish fraternity, and it was, like, not super fraternity. So.
No, he was, he went to the like University of Michigan. He was the president of his frat.
Oh, boy.
And people called him the general.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, I love him. He's my brother. But we don't always have the same interests in things.
Not as similar.
Yeah. My younger brother is more, he does, he's in his last year of school and he does lighting design for theater.
Oh, that's cool. So he's much more.
Yeah, so he's a little more arty.
Yeah, up your alley. Yeah, I feel like this year I have one more Hanukkah gift to buy. One more.
Oh, yeah. But so I try to think of like gifts to get them or I'll get them gifts and then they don't even care.
Yeah. They're those like, are the worst.
The worst. Or I'm like, would you wear this? I'll get you this sweater or something. And they're like, no. I don't wear V-necks. So I'm like, okay.
My family does. So on my, I guess you could, I'm just going to say non-Jewish and agnostic side. But some of them are Christian, so I'm not even going to go there. But on that side, on the Christmas celebrating side, we do, on Thanksgiving, we pick names out of a hat and we do a Secret Santa, but we do $50 limit and we all have to have Amazon and wish lists, so it's very impersonal.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you wanted these candles or like the CD?
My brother's. Makes it easier, yes. Yeah,
it's so easy. Super impersonal, but so easy. That's why, like, one of the little things we like to do is like get little things that we really love for everybody, like Greenberg's cookies, black and white cookies. That one's a good one. 1 year I did that. But I'm gonna start on our questions because we have a lot of them. And I'm gonna look. I don't know where the other ones went. So we might have to skip a couple.
Okay.
I have up to 15. 16.
Oh man.
So I don't know what happened to 17, 18.
It's a lot of 19, that's 18. A lot of talking about myself.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I didn't.
What was the next meal?
Lunch. And I had a veggie burger from that place, Burger.
B-R-G-R.
Yeah.
Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Massage or facial?
Massage.
Roses or tulips?
Roses.
This is easier than you thought.
Yeah.
Favorite iPhone game?
Right now?
Yeah.
Candy Crush. But I was on a Words with Friends kick. Mm-hmm. And then a Bejeweled Blitz. Yeah.
Bejeweled. I had to delete them all off my phone. And I think it made me into a better person because I wasn't looking at a screen the whole time.
But yeah.
Clearly, if I've made this question, number.
You're still thinking about it.
Four. What's your favorite season of the year?
Fall.
Me too. But I feel like as it gets wintry and I ask this question, everyone's going to be like, summer, summer, summer. But
I still would prefer winter over summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't like to sweat.
No sweating.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a big thing of pasta, do you eat it out of a bowl or on a plate?
A bowl.
Me too. Me too. How many snoozes do you hit?
Oh, man. Depends on the day, but at least 4. Because I'll set my alarm like an hour earlier than I really have to get up.
Yeah. I did that today. I set my alarm. And then I'll manually reset it for an hour later instead of hitting the alarm because...
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. What's your favorite form of social media?
Probably Facebook. I don't know if it's my favorite. I just use it the most.
Yeah.
I like Instagram.
Everything else. I bet you'd be good at Instagram as a photographer.
Yeah, I like that.
TV or film?
TV.
Me too. What's your... Well, is that a question? We're going to get through these questions and then we'll keep talking. I just want to make sure we get the questions. Cake or pie?
Cake. I don't like pie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the texture.
Strong decision.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
That was so strong. Let's talk more about this.
I don't like the texture of baked fruit.
I understand, but you're wrong.
All right. I'll eat the crust of a pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We would make, we're a match made in heaven. I will give you all my crusts.
Okay.
Because I like the inside of the pie, extra whipped cream, but I'll still eat cake. Have you gone to Two Little Red Hens?
No.
Gotta go there.
I know. I don't know why I haven't been there. Ugh. I think my friend worked there at one point, too.
You could have gotten freebies.
I know. I don't know why.
They also have a cinnamon roll in the mornings.
Oh, really? See, I would have to wake up probably.
Yeah, they have it till about 1.
Yeah, but it's like I can't factor the time.
Oh, before work.
Yeah.
Weekends?
Yeah, weekends maybe.
Are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
In your opinion? They're fruit. There's no such thing as a vegetable. It's a cooking term.
What?
Yeah, anything that has seeds, like a pepper is a fruit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, vegetable is a cooking term.
No.
Yeah.
When did you hear this?
Like in science class or something when I was in school.
What age?
Probably middle school or high school.
That can't be right.
I'm pretty 90% sure that it's true. You. All right. We will look it up.
You guys look it up. I'm doing a podcast. What's more important on vacation, food, drinks, or museums?
Oh, I think it's tied between museums and food. Hmm. Like, I can't enjoy a museum if I don't have good food.
That's true. That is true.
But I'm the type of person I feel guilty if I only ate and, like, didn't see any.
I also feel like I feel a real responsibility when I'm on vacation to make every single meal really good.
Yeah.
Which is awful because... It's a lot of stress.
It is. I feel like I do that too. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I have to go to all these things.
Yeah, and it has to be the best.
Yeah.
I don't want to just eat a sandwich. I want to eat the best sandwich.
But it's like, then you're not having a good time.
I know.
But I do that also.
I was in San Francisco and I just had to like bite the bullet.
And your mother and your aunt stayed here?
Yes.
Yeah.
When did I mention that?
Before our last class, I think. Or the last class show.
Yeah, they stayed at my apartment. I said that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I talk a lot. That's for sure.
No, it's like what was happening. That's what was going on.
What's happening? I was on vacation. My mom and my aunt stayed at my apartment. Yep, that happened. What's your favorite type of takeout?
Sushi, probably.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get it around here?
I use Seamless. Yeah, I abuse Seamless. Mm-hmm. And on Seamless, there's a Japanese place called Ichiro.
I've never ordered from there.
It's good.
I have to try it. That was gross. I could hear the toilet seat be put down. Or that's not the toilet seat. Maybe that's something else.
It went away.
What's your must-read book?
Like
all-time must-read book.
Oh, these kind of questions I'm bad at.
All right.
I don't know. But I'll tell you a book that I just read that was really good.
Do it.
It's this book called Me Before You by Jojo Mayez or something.
And it was good?
Yeah, I read it in 2 days.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it was really good. It was one of those books where you're sad when it's done.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to be like, when you're crying, reading it.
I mean, it wasn't the most happy book, but...
Did you read Unbroken?
Who... What is...
It's like Laura...
What is it about?
It's about like a World War II fighter pilot.
No, I didn't read it.
That one, I believe I read it on my honeymoon and was crying.
I share a Kindle with, or a Kindle account with my mom.
That is cute.
So if she has book, it's possible that she read it, yeah, and it's like on our Kindle.
It's good.
Yeah.
Favorite place to shop?
See, I have two answers for this, okay, because I can't afford things where I would love to shop.
Right.
Like Madewell, I love Madewell.
Yeah.
And J. Crew. Madewell is a branch of J. Crew. Yes, for all you people listening.
For people who don't know.
Right.
The family is Crew Cuts, J. Crew, and yeah, Madewell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything else. Just J. Crew Factory.
Yeah.
Have you been to J. Crew Factory?
No.
Amazing.
It would be bad for me, probably.
I go, you know, you probably don't know, but I've been wearing like flannels a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from
J. Crew Factory. You are one to the show.
I wore one to the show, but I didn't know you remember that. You do remember. You have a really good memory. Yeah.
Yes, just stupid things. Stupid detail things.
What about your clothes?
But I like H&M. And Forever 21 too to shop, yeah, at, because it's so cheap,
yeah,
and they have nice things.
I really wanted a Moto like leather jacket, so I got one from there for $22. Mm-hmm. That was fake. All-time favorite movie?
Ugh, I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer. I wish I should have prepared. I should have thought about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. What were you thinking? Okay, question 17. What's your secret favorite place in New York?
My secret favorite place?
Like, you would, if someone was coming to New York, you would tell them, you're not going to find this in a tourist guide, but this is where you have to go. It can be a restaurant,
I guess. There's a park that's near us.
Carl Schurz! Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that park. Because it's a really nice park, but nobody really knows about it.
Nobody knows about it. They have the dog Halloween costume show. Did you go to
No.
Hello. We're on the list. We are technically donors.
Mm-hmm.
We donated $20
really?
To the park one time. Yeah, because we go there all the time. And they have we want to know when the events are happening, like the
okay.
dog Halloween costume contest. And they have a tree lighting, which we never go to. But they also have movies in like the hockey area.
Okay.
In the summer outside.
Why don't I know these things?
Because
I'm not a donor.
You can get on the email list anyway. But they give out free popcorn. I've never stayed for a movie, but I have gone for a walk in the park, mm-hmm. got my free popcorn, and then kept walking in the park. What's on your list for your next place you want to visit?
Well, I've been here before, but I studied abroad in Prague when I was at NYU.
Ooh.
So I'd like to go back there.
That's on my list too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting city. It's not really westernized so much.
Really?
Yeah, like it's a very slow-paced city.
That's interesting.
And the city shuts down at night. Like it's
yeah.
after 1 o'clock, there's not much happening.
That always fucked me with the subway lines in Paris. They'd just be like, oh, it doesn't run at night.
It's yeah. like, well, Paris, that's interesting because you would think that people are out.
On the weekends, it would be like till 2
okay.
a.m., but like on the weekdays, it would be till midnight or something. And I remember I had a party at my apartment once because the next day was Labor Day, so we didn't have class. And everybody had to stay over my apartment. And it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my apartment was not made for visitors, that one.
Ooh. When was that? When were you?
2007, 2008.
Were you in school?
I was in cooking school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you went to cooking, or you did cooking school.
Yeah. That's, yep. It's one of my little things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The coolest thing you've ever made by hand?
Besides, like, photographs? I don't know if that
counts.
I'm going
to say besides photographs, because that is really cool, but yeah.
I'm big, I guess, on decorating my apartment.
Ooh, I want to come over and see.
Okay. But I did, I have this wall in my kitchen and I strung just like twine on two, like a nail, yeah. like lines of twine. Yeah. And then I clipped with clothespins postcards.
That is cool.
Sort of like a postcard wall kind of.
That's exciting.
I guess that counts. Awesome. I feel like I'm sure I've made cooler things, but I just can't think of anything.
I'm trying to think of the last thing I made by hand. Besides food, which is my photography. Mm-hmm. Photography.
When I was younger, I tried to make this bandana purse. It was okay. It's hard to use a sewing machine.
Yeah,
go straight. I don't know how you do it.
I want to learn how to sew.
Yeah.
That is like on my list of goals. That, learn French, you know, do a split,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
I can do a split.
What?
Sort of. I used to do gymnastics.
That is incredible. How come we didn't talk about that before?
I don't know.
How old were you when you did gymnastics?
From like 5 or something, like very young until probably 12.
Wow.
But I stopped right before I would have started doing really cool stuff.
I did ballet from 3 to 12, so I know how you feel.
I think I quit ballet.
I quit gymnastics.
Okay.
Because they were like, now I'm much braver, which it doesn't make sense. Now I'm much braver with my body. Like, mm-hmm. I take a lot of yoga classes, so I'm like bending and trying handstands. And like, if my headstand flips over into like whatever, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I can land pretty well. But back then I was like, are you going to catch me? I am here. Hello.
I could see. Yeah. And when you're little too, you're like you're a small person.
Yeah.
So everything seems
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember especially like the one where the pommel? Wait, no, that's for men. The one that beam. You jump over.
The vault?
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. I never got over it. Because I felt like my instructors were always talking to their friends, like, and not concentrating on me.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
So I would always just get up, jump, like, jump on the little springboard, and then, like, just walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I never did it.
Well, it's okay.
Thanks, Sarah. What was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, probably Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
You're the second one to say it. And it's the number 20 question. You know what that means? And Casey said it too.
Oh.
That should be in the show today.
Oh, wait. Is there one more question per person?
Yeah, one question for each person.
Okay.
So I get to make a question for you. And I think I might go a little bit weird here.
Okay.
But I was wondering, what is your like big time goal? What is your big goal that you would love if it happened in your future, but you almost don't want to say it out loud because it's like embarrassing?
I probably want to be on a television show, like perform on a television show.
Me too.
But I don't, it's strange to me that that is now what I've come to think of as a goal, because I've never really been a performer my whole life.
Yeah.
So it's just I think it's a new thing.
Are you an SNL person or would you want to do like sitcoms?
I don't think I would be good at SNL. Because I'm not really character driven.
Yeah.
Unless I did Weekend Update or something.
I know. It's like Cecily got in there right under. I mean, if they did. I totally know what you're saying.
Because even if if they were like, okay, you can audition for SNL, I don't even know what I would put together. I'd have to, I don't know, I'd have to readjust my whole
even thing. I've been writing like a solo show for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, the characters are still like not as different. Like I saw Kate McKinnon's solo show and thought it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And her, like you look at her characters were completely different every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her on SNL and she's amazing. But like, my characters are like subtle different, you know.
But I don't know. I think everybody has their thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think you should like pigeonhole yourself into
that's
being
true.
A certain way.
That's true.
Just find your thing.
Yeah, I just gotta find my thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's my thing?
It's hard. I think like, especially in this community, it's inevitable that we're going to be comparing ourselves to other people.
No, but that's true. And I feel lucky that like, we have so many people that are
just so sweet about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they aren't, like, I don't feel competitive with people. And maybe that's because I'm not trying hard enough.
No, I mean, but I think some people are more competitive than others. And I think it's okay to be competitive, because I think that that's sort of what drives people to strive for more. I think it's only bad if it's people start getting jealous in a really negative way.
Yeah.
And they're not being productive about their their envy or
trying to think of the last time. Like, yeah, I guess like what even when like the most recent invites came around, I was really like, I looked at the list and I was really happy for most of the people on there, because I like that to be any by most of the people, I mean the people that I knew I thought deserved it, mm-hmm. which isn't always the case, but this time I really thought it was. Then, you know, nobody got on Teams. It was like four people.
Yeah, that's like, tough.
That is so tough.
I wonder if that decision to only accept, like, have four people was after the fact, or like, because I feel like that's sort of, that's tough to invite that many people to audition knowing you're only going to pick four people.
Yeah.
But who knows? Really I don't weird. Know. It's
I
a really
can't get in Nate's head.
I don't know. I always think about like what's the right approach to like, I don't know.
I have no idea. Being on a great indie team and really having amazing chemistry with them and doing what you can in the UCB community with that team is a really good move.
We try.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we
and
win. Like,
where are you going to be performing next?
Oh, at the Upright Citizens Brigade in Chelsea.
On what day?
On December 5th.
At what time?
11 p.m.
Perfect. So let's make this podcast a short one.
Okay.
That's cool. Guys, come.
Please come.
Come and
you
vote.
Don't have to vote for us, but just come.
But like, you know.
I'm really bad at plugging shows,
all right,
I think.
Guys, this is it. This is the big plug. Scrambled Legs, Cage Match, 11 p.m., December 5th. Come see Sarah. She's amazing.
Thank you.
And our buddy Randy, who's also in the event.
Who's going to yell at me. He's like, why don't you push it harder?
Well, we started it. We're ending it with it. So lots of love to you guys. And bye.
Bye.
The theme song to Gabin Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.